welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Since 2017, many employers have been able to offer a health insurance reimbursement tax savings plan to their employees, and in 2019, those benefits were significantly increased. By 2025, in fact, the Department of Health and Human Services expects nearly 11 million people to be enrolled in these individual coverage health reimbursement arrangements known as ICHRAs. Brian Harmon is Director of Individual Medical Sales and Operations at the Kaysen Group in Columbia, where he joins us now by phone to help us with this topic. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike.
Now, first of all, tell us a little bit more about your company.
Sure. We work closely with insurance carriers and brokers to help facilitate sales in the marketplace and employer-provided benefits, financial services insurance, which is life insurance and disability, as well as individual medical, so that'd be ACA and Medicare products. So we help brokers by giving them technology solutions, giving them back office service support, providing education and training. We help them go out and educate their employer groups to better enroll in their benefits, to better understand whatever products it is they're enrolling in.
All right. Now tell us a little bit more about these individual coverage health reimbursement arrangements.
Sure. In this case, an employer could say, hey, we're going to offer a defined benefit amount. We're going to offer $300 per employee. We're going to set dollar amount. We're going to offer a dollar amount based on age or family situation. And it gives the employee the freedom and flexibility to go out to the market and choose from sometimes hundreds of plans, depending on their geographic location, and pick a plan that fits their needs. So it keeps employers out of the rigmarole of managing a group health insurance plan and dealing with these constant increases and changes in a group plan. Claims are higher in a group plan than they are in an individual plan, and so the rates are lower from a carrier perspective on the individual side, which makes it appealing for an employer to say, hey, I can fix my costs here, give a defined contribution plan, give my employees something valuable, and they can go purchase a plan from 50 options instead of two that meets their needs. An employee can go purchase, if they go to the doctor a lot, they got a big family and they feel like they're going to hit deductible and max out of pocket stuff early on in the year, that, you know, they may purchase a plan that is a $2,000 deductible and a lower max out of pocket and has co-pays for them. Whereas a single fresh out of college person, they generally don't care about going to the doctor that much. They'll purchase the cheapest plan available with a high deductible and some other benefits in there, knowing that they're probably not going to use it. And so it gives a lot of flexibility to employees to purchase what they need, and it gives them the option to transport that should they leave their employer. Right. So transportability is a big part of it too, not just flexibility.
And so are you seeing then that a lot of businesses are taking a hard look at this and going ahead and making this an option?
For sure. Yeah, I think so. With the new administration in Washington, D.C., and things that have been happening to create, frankly, a better atmosphere for people to gain access to affordable health coverage, the Biden administration, they want more people with health insurance coverage, whether it's group or individual, but they are definitely making a push to allow the individual marketplace to be more appealing and more accessible to the average American.
And so what are the tax implications for this benefit?
So this has allowed an employer to offer it via a deductible taxable expense and the employee to treat it as non-taxable income when they go to the marketplace to purchase.
Well, Brian, very interesting information. Thank you so much for your time and for sharing this with us today.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me.
Brian Harmon is Director of Individual Medical Sales and Operations at the Kaysen Group in Columbia, South Carolina. He's also provided us an article on this topic that we will have posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast.
Just go to on-demand listening, and there you will find us. Also on our page, you will be able to send us an email, connect with us through our social media network, and find archives to listen to most of our past shows. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.